This is American Roots, where we've been celebrating the National Endowment for the Arts Heritage Fellowships, awarded annually since 1982. Coming up, a Hawaii slack key guitar maestro. But we'll start a little closer to home with Cajun fiddler Michael Duse and his band Beausoleil. Michael received the Heritage Fellowship in 2005. A couple of years later, he caught up with Beausoleil live at Preservation Hall in New Orleans. Duse and band did a song in tribute to a Cajun fiddler, the late Varese Connard of Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Thank you. Opihi Momo, the Sleeping Shellfish song, played by Hawaiian slack key guitarist Ledward Ka'apana on stage live at the 2011 National Heritage Fellowship Concert. His style is a mix of Portuguese and Spanish cowboy influences, American country, and the native Hawaiian approach to tuning vocals and topics, like Sleeping Shellfish. It's a sonic holiday treat on American roots. Bluegrass singer-guitarist Del McCurry is one of the greatest living performers in traditional country music. After years with Bill Monroe, McCurry stepped out of the limelight to work as a sawyer cutting timber in Pennsylvania, pursuing music on the weekends. His sons Ronnie and Rob followed him into music, and all three are on stage in the Del McCurry Band.
I ain't gonna work on the railroad, I ain't gonna work on the farm, lay around the shack till the mail trains are back, and roll in the sweet baby's arms, roll in the sweet baby's arms, roll in the sweet baby's arms, lay around the shack till the mail trains are back, and roll in the sweet baby's arms.
I grew up in York County, and we listened to the Grand Ole Opry, you know, that was back in the late 50s, you know. My dad was a farmer, and that part of the country, you know, was big dairy farms, still is. And we raised wheat and rye and oats and barley and corn. We had a whole barn full of milk cows, you know, that we had to milk every morning and every evening. Naturally, then, when I did have to go to work, I got a job working construction or in the woods cutting timber, you know. And I like that. But, you know, you can get killed in the woods cutting trees. It's true, you know. I knew when that tree started falling, them limbs start coming down, you better run.
You've got that song, Logging Man, which kind of runs down all the skills.
Yeah, it does. You know, I never thought about writing a song like that, but I was working for my wife's uncle, and he kept on me, said, now, why don't you write a song about logging, you know? And I said, okay. So I wrote this song about him.
He's up every morning at the crack of dawn, his hot dog shoes and his Levi's on. He's ham and egg and biscuit bread. He's in the woods town, the sun gets red. He's a chainsaw and log skidding tree, climbing limb, dodging truck driving, rubber logging man.
What point in all this work and family activity do you say to yourself, you know, I've got a voice and I can sing, not just for my family, but out there in the world? For some people, that's a very big step.
Yes, and it was for me too, because I was pretty bashful then, you know. But I kind of made that step, I think, that big step when I went to work for Bill, you know.
For Bill Monroe.
Yeah.
What are your best memories of Bill Monroe, your impressions of him when you first met him and the time you did spend with him?
Naturally, I was kind of afraid of him. I mean, this guy's really big, you know. I guess I had a lot of respect for Bill, you know. And the thing that made it hard, too, I was a banjo player. See, I played banjo for 10 years and got to where I thought I was pretty good. But he needed a guitar player and lead singer, and so I went right straight from doing one job, which I'd been doing for 10 years, to something I'd never done before, sing lead and play guitar for him, you know.
I'm going to that East Cairo. I'm going to that East Cairo. I'm going to the East, I'm going to the West. I'm going to the one that I love best.
Think of the mountain sound as high, lonesome, solitary, but you've actually got quite a few songs over the years that mention the blues.
Yeah, I heard Jimmy Martin and Bill Monroe do those duets, you know, and that's the closest thing to blues, you know. That's kind of a mountain blues, really, it seems to me like. And that's probably where I got my interest in that, you know.
Long old train, cool engineer, they took my baby. Oh,
I noticed you also did a song, I guess, that Richard Thompson wrote, 1952 Vincent Black Lightning.
Yeah.
Said Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such a light.
You like motorcycles?
Well, I do. I used to ride one. I had a 47 Indian Chief back years ago. And I like that part about it, that it was a motorcycle. But I think more than that, I like the story about the red-headed girl and the black leather and all those things. And never realizing how it really struck people, you know, that story did.
Said James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Greaves won't do. Ah, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. He reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I don't have any further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, trooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
Tell me about bringing your kids into the family music scene and how that's gone in your life.
Well, you know, when they were little, I just never dawned on me that they would play in the band someday. But then Ronnie learned to play mandolin, and he learned so fast, and it was no time till he was playing in the band, you know, and I couldn't do without him. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happened with Rob, you know. And what makes it all the better is these guys are good.
Money rolling in my head, Lord, Lord, money rolling in my head.
You now have a big youth following of people that are kind of on the rock side. I understand you've got fans called Dellheads.
Yeah. See, look, there was a guy out in Telluride. It's funny. Somebody took us out of the festival in a van, and as we were going back, this guy was holding a sign. He couldn't get in because it was sold out, you know. And his sign said, if I don't see Dell, I'll go to hell. I think that's what it said. Yeah. I always thought, if somebody wants me to record a song, or say they pressure me to record a song that I don't like, I'm never going to sing it on a show, you know? So you need to do things that you like to do, you know, and then you'll sing them every day. And you know, I could sing any song I ever recorded any day or every day and not get tired of it, you know.
Like the wind, I've traveled through the valleys and climbed so many mountainsides. I've crossed all the great wide oceans, and like the wind, my soul will never die.
Del McCoury from Pennsylvania to Nashville, carried by the bluegrass sound of family and friends. Let's get to the stage with Del at the 2010 National Heritage Fellows Concert.
I'd like to sing a song now that that I wrote one time, and get these guys to help me and get Ronnie to help me sing it. It's one until I feel the blues moving in.
Something has happened. I can't see it in your writing. I can't tell. My world is crumbling, and the blues are at my door. The last letter that she wrote was on a blue piece of paper. That old feeling's back, but how'd you ever do? The beginning of the end is near. I fear love is fed into darkness. It seems I have no friend. I feel blues moving in. Between the lines and mixed emotion, and a tear up on the paper, and you said it's all alright, so they'll close for now, friend. The last letter that she wrote was on a blue piece of paper. That old feeling's back, the clouds are moving in. The beginning of the end is near. I fear love is fading into darkness. It seems I have no friend. State of mind is desperate, and the hole that I'm sinking in gets deeper while I'm digging to get out. Oh, please give the right answer to the question I'm asking. Tell me you still love me, that would turn my world about. The last letter that she wrote was on a blue piece of paper. That old feeling's back, the clouds are moving in. The beginning of the end is near. I feel love is fading into darkness. It seems I have no friend. I feel blues moving in.
Del McCurian Band with his sons Ronnie and Rob live on stage. We'll be back to wrap up this hour with gospel sounds from the Staple Singers and the Campbell Brothers, among others, when American Roots returns.